It's Audio Mo, 2022, day 24. Each year with Audio Mo, there's kind of a bunch of things that I'm always going to do. I'm always going to do my D-Day tribute to Bill Gray that I used to work with. There's going to be some strange music that probably not many of you are going to like. There's going to be some rants about the Tories in general. But this year, before Audio Mo started, I kind of knew I'd have to do this one that I'm doing now. So today is called Never Give Up. Over the last two Audio Mos, 2020 and 2021, when we were in lockdowns, a friend of mine, local musician, but also internationally famous musician, Pat Fish from the band The Jazz Butcher. All the way through lockdown, he was doing what he called Live from Fishy Mansions. So he was doing gigs from his house online. And hundreds and hundreds of his fans from around the world would tune in, and they were generous enough to drop a few dollars in the tip jar. And that basically kept him going because he was a jobbing musician. So around this time last year, Pat started recording an album which would eventually be called The Highest in the Land. I went over one day with him, amazing studio in a little village in Northamptonshire. It's owned and run by a producer called Lee Russell. Lee is one hell of a producer, just amazing. The album got finished, I think it was late August, early September. And Pat gave me a bell one day and said, do you want to come around and listen to some of the mixes? And I went round and had a listen, and I was just blown away. They were astonishing. It was just amazing. And a couple of weeks later, me and Steve from the band went round to listen to the whole album as it was mixed. And without doubt, it's the best album he's ever done. Just astonishing. On the 3rd of October last year, Pat was meant to do another Live from Fishy Mansions. He went online and just basically said, look, I'm not feeling very well. He'd not been sleeping very well. He thought he had sleep and apnea. And he'd be back on next week. So that was the 3rd of October. Unfortunately, on the 5th of October, Pat died. Very peacefully. He'd got up, as he did, late in the day. We were both night owls. And he'd put the kettle on and was brewing his first coffee of the day. And he just died on his sofa. The outpouring of love for him since he went has been amazing. The way he touched his fans' lives and was just remarkable. But I'm so glad that I got to sit with him, especially the first time, and listen to three or four of the tracks as they were at the time. We had a thing where we both absolutely loved Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground. And we both said it was like the only song that will ever make us both weep. And he had a new song on the new album called Never Give Up. And he'd been playing it in these live shows for, you know, the best part of 2 years on and off. And then I got to hear it properly produced, properly recorded. And as I sat there, the goosebumps just came up on my arms and all the hair stood up on my arms. And I just said, look at that, Pat. And he said, oh, is it a bit cold in here? Do I need to put the heating on? I said, no, that's listening to this. And I got to tell him that I thought Never Give Up was on par with Pale Blue Eyes. And it was literally the best work he'd ever done. And it will end up being his last album. But it was one hell of a way to go out. We all miss him. It's really strange. I don't think there's any musician of kind of my generation who wouldn't really be able to turn around and say, Pat did this for me. He helped so many young musicians in this town. I remember talking to Johnny Mattox, who's another musician in Northampton, a couple of days after Pat died. And I can't remember which one of us said it, whether it was me or Johnny. I think it was Johnny said it first. That he was kind of the glue that stuck our weird fucked up musical community together. Sorry for swearing, but that's what we said. And his loss is massive. Absolutely massive. I've not been looking forward to doing this, but I thought I should do it for him. Because he meant a lot to me. He was my friend. And I miss him. And we all miss him. So I'm going to leave you with that song, Never Give Up. It's just beautiful. But before I do, as Pat would have wanted, I'll light a cigarette and I'll take a little drink and I'll say, sleep well, mon général.
Best you never did. Never never give up, 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 until you want to.